Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, a servant of, for, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace. The way to the waters of noon. Peaceful. Tranquil. No boundaries. No barriers. All one. All teeming and permeating with that eternal life force and spirit of the Almighty. That's Allah. That's Islam. That's Shalom. That's Salam. All right. Division 89. Where are we? Do we want to go to verse 20? We're looking at this division of Psalm. Let's go up. We can't just skip everything. There's so much wonderful knowledge in these scriptures that represent the attributes and characteristics of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves. We need to teach our babies and youth to be scientists, that these words in Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, these are words of science that when we research the definitions, then we are enabled to understand that the scientific knowledge, the religious knowledge from the scientific communities and the religious communities come from Africa as one science of life. Verse 9, Most High talking, or the David describing the Most High, and the Most High talking about David. But David is you. David is me. We are that original seed of the Most High that is beloved by the Most High. David means beloved. The root is found in another word that has to do with like a beloved uncle. You know that uncle that you just love to hang around? He has a little gray in his head and he's so nice and loves to talk to you as the niece and the nephew and share things with. Maybe he has some candy for you. Maybe he has some change for you to go to the store and buy a little treat. You just love that uncle. This is the beloved spirit, the beloved reality. The Most High sees all of us as that David. Cease to just focus on what is given to us as a flesh and blood human being, for that flesh and blood human being represents the flesh and blood of all humans and all beings, and that represents all of us as the beloved of the Most High when we go back into our original created self. So, verse 9, talking about the Most High. I'm not going to go into every word, but we're going to do what we can and get to a certain point. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Remember, sisters and brothers, the teaching of the ancient African Kemites, and those three stages of creation, starting with that zero. My co-worker, Christopher Eager, I call him E, he did research on the concept of the zero, not as nothing. He researched some research coming out of India and those places where they have perfected the understanding of the Om, Amen, that Om before the Amen, that Om, Om, signifying that zero, signifying that not nothing, but that something from that which we cannot see, which appears to be nothing, but that zero has the 1 through 9 in it. That zero represents the Almighty Father and the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm. And the boundary of that zero represents the sacred and divine womb of the sacred and divine Almighty Mother. So the raging of the sea, that has us into that second phase of creation that was full of chaos and turmoil, and that came to be in that way because of the rising of Ptah as the earth mound out of the water. Now the water is full of waves. The water is full of energy. The water is full of spirit. My brother Phil Valentine, beautiful brother, teaching us how to see the whole of the scripture as another teaching on the scientific process of creation, and another teaching on the characteristics and attributes of the Almighty in the universe and the Almighty within ourselves. So the raging of the sea is Ptah rising up out of the waters of noon. Go to my February 16th, 2014 teaching of this science in detail. So you have the raging of the sea. You have that second phase of creation. You have Ptah, the mind of Ptah, the mind of Ptah, the power of thought, that mind working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity, going within the mind of the self to call forth Atum, that the scientists today say atoms, but Atum is that Christ word image of the invisible and unseen Almighty that is representing awareness and consciousness, and Atum will bring order out of turbulence, order out of chaos, that we may go back to that period of time where we were peaceful and tranquil. No boundaries, no barriers. This is the waters of noon at rest. This is the universe at rest. This is you and me, the human family, at rest, peaceful, shalom, salam, Islam, peaceful with one another, at rest with one another, loving one another, helping one another, teaching and learning from one another. No threats, no warfare, no bloodshed, no death, no hell, no destruction. The problem in the world today is that we have been falling for rhetoric, words coming out of the minds of those who have given their spirit, soul, energy, Christ, spirit, soul, energy to wickedness to come back to us and give us the idea that this sister or brother or black, brown, red, yellow, or white is my enemy. And then we are catapulted into turmoil and chaos and at each other's throats in Syria, in Libya, in Ukraine, in America, in Venezuela, all of these cities and nations poor working class people at each other's throats. So-called petty bourgeoisie at each other's throats, being used and manipulated, buttons being pushed. See, this is a world of waves and turmoil and raging of the sea. We are the sea. We are the waves. We are the waters who have taken that energy that is raging, that energy that is waves, that vibration has been used to create death, hell, and destruction. But here, the Most High rulest the raging sea. The Most High, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. So, the power of Yahweh, Yahuwah, the power of the energy spirit within all of us in the universe is here under the personification of Atum to bring peace, tranquility, and calm to a chaotic and turbulent world. Verse 10, thou hast broken Rahab in pieces. Now, Rahab is defined as breath, but defined as arrogant and proud, calling forth a mystical sea monster, defined as storm, defined as arrogance. It says emblematic name of Egypt, and I would say of that time period of the Hyksos, who came in enslaved, chaos, death, hell, turbulence, those Indo-European invaders who have today returned in the person of those ruling class and ruling families that have created death, hell, and destruction. So the Most High breaks Rahab. The Most High breaks arrogance. The Most High breaks that turbulence, that we may live in peace. The enemies of life are moved away. See, Yahweh is existing. Yahweh is being. And all that comes to oppose being invites the vengeance of the Most High on themselves, because we are living against being. We are creating death rather than creating systems of life and being and existing. The human family is creating systems of death. Verse 11, the heavens are thine. The heavens, Shemayim, I believe the word is. Sacred and divine masculine, having to do with all of the fixtures. The fixtures, more times than not, are seen as masculine. Therefore, the fixtures, stars, sun, moon, planets, the fixtures, Milky Way, the fixtures represent the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm, that is teaching us of the eternal life force that is in all of us. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded. The fullness. The word fullness, milo, a masculine noun, fullness, handful, multitude, full length, full line. This is teaching us that the whole of the universe is here to satisfy us, to fill us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and no human being has the right to deny us our lot, our portion of the universe. This system denies us our lot and our portion of the universe, healthcare, living wage, education, place to live, opportunity to make a living wage, opportunity to express ourselves in the highest heights of spiritual, mental, moral, and physical expression. So we're talking about scientifically coming together to create and establish a new system a new civilization, the Christ system, the Christ civilization, the Mashiach Messiah system, Messiah civilization, so that we can live the fullest in the universe. Verse 12, the north and south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Now, north and south are seen as feminine. These directions are seen as feminine in this particular scripture. We're talking about the directions. We're talking about the forces. We're talking about how the Most High, in the various characteristics and attributes, called all the forces of nature, began to cause us to know about directions, has created. And the word created is bara, 1254, to create, to shape, to form, to fashion, to give birth to cut down or cut out, to make yourselves fat. So when you have fat, you expand. So the universe expanding, the universe cut out of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. The scientists talk about fire being that original state of the universe. We say fire, water, hydrogen, and that the sun, moon, stars, and planets, or I should say the sun, if I have this science correct now, the sun, big ball, and splices of it break off into stars and moon. The scripture in Genesis, the separation of the greater lights from the lesser lights. So that's the cutting out. That's the birthing of, that's the making yourselves fat, the expanding. So the moon, the stars, the planets, the Milky Way, the various nebulae, pieces of that original fiery hydrogen plasma, waters of noon, able to conduct and transmit light, light symbolizing truth. So you and I, as pieces and parcels of that original reality, waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, we are also transmitters. We transmit and conduct light within ourselves, and we are enabled to stand up for the truth. This is how we approach the scriptures with science, sisters and brothers. We want to enable the youth and the babies to be scientists. Oh my goodness. Sisters and brothers, it says that Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Now, Tabor, 8396. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H8396, Tavor, Tavor.
Is defined in the African Hebrew language as a mound, M-O-U-N-D. In the African Kemet Kamite, that mound is Ptah. Further, a mountain in the plain of Esdraelon, rising abruptly and insulated except for a narrow ridge on the west connecting it to the hills of Nazareth. So we're talking about a mound. We're talking about Ptah. It says to break, the root word is Tevar, to break and broken in pieces. So, are we talking about various elements, breaking into pieces, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. We're thinking of the scientific mythology of the Most High in constructing what we would call creation. So Tabor is the mound in Kemet. That mound was called Ptah. Now what is Hermon? It says Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice. Hermon is a sanctuary. 2768, another mountain on the northeastern border of Palestine and Lebanon. So these mountains representing Ptah. And this Hermon was a sanctuary. And so all of us need sanctuary from the system. We need to go back into the African teaching. Go into Ptah. Go into that second phase of creation. Go into understanding how we can call forth within our minds that power that is called Atum, but is the Word, is the Messiah, is Christ, is all of us coming out of that mind of Ptah that is able to bring order out of chaos and order out of turbulence. Verse 13, thou hast a mighty arm. And it says, a strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Talking about the power of Yahweh, the power of existing, the power of being. And the word hand is yad, is a feminine noun defined as hand of a man and strength and power, a monument, a sign, trees, time, even a phallus, a hand meaning unsure, but a phallus. If we say the phallus is the hand of the Most High, but it's that feminine power that brings out of the phallus that seed of life, germ of life called sperm. We have to understand all of this as scientific, causing us to understand the power and science of birth, the power and science of cutting out of our consciousness, out of our minds, those ideas. See, when we give birth to an idea, we have cut that idea out of ourselves, cut that idea out of our mind, our consciousness, and given life to that idea. And the idea grows, and the idea takes form and shape, and the idea, when fully grown and manifested like a child fully grown into an adult, is able to function as we have given the characteristics and attributes to that idea, so that fully grown adult idea may function in the way that we have called it to function. Verse 14, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Justice and judgment. These are African concepts, African teachings and understanding for the human family, the throne of the Most High, the universe. Justice and judgment, truth, justice, and righteousness. The word, let me see if I can find that right quick, sisters and brothers. The word judgment is mishpat, that's masculine, having to do with justice and law and judgment and judicial system. So this is teaching us that it is up to us to create and construct the new Christ Messiah judicial system. that will function on justice and judgment and righteousness. Now, this word justice is tzedek, also masculine, having to do with justice and rightness and righteousness and that which is right and normal and justness, righteousness in government. The law, rulers and kings, Davidic king, Jerusalem as the seat of government. Now, when you understand the definitions of words, Jerusalem, the teacher of peace, and this peace, Salem, Shalom, is that watchers of noon, that phase of creation that is ground zero, where there are no boundaries, no barriers, the human family functioning as one, the universe functioning as one, able to experience within that oneness reality justice and righteousness. And then we construct a government that is based on that justice and that righteousness. Now, this word truth is 571. Let's hear on the Hebrew side, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H571. Emeth
is a feminine noun meaning firmness, faithfulness, truth, sureness, reliability, stability, testimony and judgment, divine instruction, truth as a body of ethical or religious knowledge. Truth, truly, this is feminine. And so the ancient African Kemites talked about Ma'at, black woman with two wings, the symbol of Ma'at. She is feminine. She represents truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity. So you have Lady Liberty is feminine. You have the lady with the scales of justice, feminine, because truth, justice, and righteousness is seen as the feminine power in Africa. In Hebrew, truth is feminine, justice and righteousness is masculine. So we are looking at unity of sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine so that we may have balance in our lives and that we may experience gender balance and have truth, justice, and righteousness. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.